When Catherine Cristobal and her husband Ariel bought the business back in 2008, they told the previous owner they would name the cafe in his honor.
I will name my cafe Soniman's Cafe. He said, don't use my name. Just don't cut my tree.
Joe Soniman used the small house as a business and a residence. He has since passed away, but the rhododendron tree outside, according to Twilight's owners, was alive. Catherine said she had a sentimental attachment to it.
When we were remodeling this, we're debating to cut it down or what. I said, no, I want that tree there in respect of Joe.
As the new business grew, so did the tree, which their neighbor says was part of the problem. The Willoughby District is a bit of a hodgepodge with zoning you wouldn't see today. The cafe is boxed in by city-owned parking and property belonging to Bullwinkle's Pizza.
Warm family place to be. People love bringing their kids here because they can run amok and throw popcorn all over and play video games.
Mitch Falk has owned the local chain for about 7 years. The parking lot in front of Twilight Cafe is his, including a 500-gallon tank in the back.
I poured a new concrete base for the propane tank back here. If you'll go back and look at it, their family handprints are in my concrete. And I said, go ahead and do that.
Both owners say the relationship was civil, but this is where their stories start to differ. Since Twilight Cafe is pretty much boxed in, a path cuts through Bullwinkle's property. This kind of arrangement is called an easement.
They came to me and asked if they could move the access from this side to the other side.
Mitch Falk is the one that asked my husband to switch the easement, not us, because he wanted that tank to stay.
A notarized document signed by both owners in 2014 shows that yes, the easement was switched in exchange for the propane tank staying in its place. Who asked for it and why is up for debate. Catherine Cristobal says Mitch Falk verbally assured her that the rhododendron tree wouldn't be cut. Its roots are on Twilight's property, the overhang on Bullwinkle's. She thought the tank was a safety hazard, but she was willing to let it slide.
He drafted the agreement, we signed it, and for the very first time, we shake hands. We're happy, you know, when you come to your work and you see, I can't wait to see him and say hi to him when I come to the store.
That neighborly feeling was short-lived. About a month ago, Mitch Falk cut down the tree. Greg Cheney, a lands and resource manager at the city, says with historic properties like this, issues come up.
We call them a grandfathered situation or inherited situations from previous subdivisions that didn't comply with our code. And when that happens, these just tend to, you know, people don't get along, and the access issue generally causes strife, and it's kind of designed to fail.
Cheney says zoning can cause harmony or discord. The subdivision ordinance now requires direct practical access and parking.
Specifically because these type of situations cause neighbor disputes, and sometimes the neighbor disputes can become extremely acrimonious.
When Mitch Falk cut down the tree, Ariel Cristobal watched from inside the cafe.
And I just take a picture, and then because he just hold the chainsaw and something like that, and then I called the police because, you know, I'm scared because I don't know what he's gonna do.
There have been at least 2 calls to Juneau police regarding the dispute. Falk says there was no verbal agreement, and it was nothing personal. The rhododendron's overhang was damaging his car.
Oh yeah, I've got deep scratches in my truck. You can look at it right now. It's down there.
He spent $3,000 to have custom snow barricades placed between the parking lot and Twilight Cafe. They also double as flower planters. But to Catherine Cristobal, the outside is unrecognizable. It doesn't look like what won her the Storefront Stars Award last year.
And I feel like I'm trapped. I cannot enjoy my back because of that big, ugly tank. I cannot enjoy the front because of all these things in my front. I don't know what to do anymore.
She says she's thought of selling the business, but there's too much invested. Customers have been bringing her flowers to make up for the tree's loss. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.